one of the recurrent topics, one of the recurrent things that comes up every 10 blocks in Gemara Git is the topic of the Machlekes Rav Meir, Rav Lozer. How does one make a shtar? Where they say, Eidi Chasimah Karsi or Eidi Mesirah Karsi. What does mean Karsi? What makes the creases? The original Machlekes is by a get. But Taisus shows on Dalar Amin Aleph in the big Taisus that the Machlekes applies to Shtari Mammon as well. The Pashta says that there are two different types of Shtaris. There's a Shtaraya and there's a Shtarkinyan. The Shtaraya is, let's say, I sold you a field or I gave you the field by Matana. You're ready, but kind of you made a Chazoka on the field. And then you want a Shtar to prove, be able to prove that it belongs to you. So I can authorize the witnesses to write a shtar. Why do you have to authorize the witnesses to write a shtar? Why can't the witnesses who are watching the kinyan, why can't they write a shtar on their own? So that's a gemara later on daf ayin. Amud aleph, the gemara in Gittin learns up in the pasuk called pish ne'edim al pish lo shredim yokum dover pihim alone piksovim. That the edim cannot write edis piksav. So isn't that in contradiction to the institution of a shtar? If you can't have Eidus B'Ksav, isn't that exactly what a Shtaraya is all about, Eidus B'Ksav? So Tosfos in Ksubas, Dav Chof, there's a famous Tosfos, starts on Chof Amud Aleph, continues on Chof Amud Beis, and the Baal Gemara and Yevamos on Dav Amud Aleph, and all the Rishonim give the same answer. Whenever the Eidim are authorized by the Das HaMeschayef to write the Shtar, then it has a din of Shtar. If the Eidim watch a Halvoa and then they write on their own and they give a shtar to the Malva, that's not kosher. That's Mipiyam alone picks over. But if the Loiva, the one against whom the shtar is testifying, the shtar says that the Loiva is going to the Malva, so the Loiva is the Das on the Schaya. So if the Loiva authorizes the Eidim to write a shtar and give it to the Malva, then it has a din of a shtar. So there's an institution of a shtaraya. Shtar Raya means Haggadah Eidus B'Ksav. Usually Eidus B'Ksav is no good, but if it's the Eidim are authorized by the Das HaMeschayef to write the Shtar, then it is good. The Eidus B'Ksav is good. And that's a Shtar Raya. A Shtar Raya, there's no room to have a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether you need Eidi Chasima. If you don't have Eidi Chasima, so there's no Eidus, so there's no Shtar Raya, it doesn't get off the ground. All Machlekes HaTanoim, there's a Tosfos Rishonim, Baba Basra writes like that. Someone doesn't think, someone is not convinced logically, the Tosfos Zid writes like that, a double portion, that the whole Machlekes HaTanoim, Rav Meir, Rav Lozer, where they chasim yakarsi, edim esir yakarsi, all Machlekes only applies to Shtori Kinyan. Shtori Rai, of course, you have to have edi chasim. Now, Shtori Kinyan, that's the Machlekes Rav Meir, Rav Lozer. So Rav Meir is of the opinion that the way a Shtar Kinyan works is exactly the same as a Shtar Rai. Every Shtar starts off as a Shtar Rai. If the girl agrees to marry me, I give her a shtar that serves as a shtar raya that we are married, that accomplishes that we just became married. If I decide I want to divorce my wife, I don't have to consult her. Minatar the get can be given even without her consent. Even with the Rabbanon, we say it's highly improper. It's an avera to divorce your wife, Bal Korcho. And the Rabbeinu Gershon made a cherem. A cherem means accursed. The Gemara says the word cherem is the same letter as ches resh mem, same letters as ramach, a curse that should seep into the ramach ivorim, and the person should drop dead. Before the Rabbeinu Gershom made the cherem, is also forbidden to divorce your wife, Bal Korcha. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuvas Aran, that to give a get Bal Korcha to one's wife is an isa deraisa. Under the chuppah, he promises her to love, honor, and cherish her, and then he divorces her against the wishes. And he runs off with the secretary, who's 20 years younger than his wife. So of course it's a violation. The Ran holds an Issa deraisa. Even if he holds on an Issa deraisa, but it's awesome. The Rabbanon, for sure, it's an Avera. But the get is chal anyway. Get is chal even though he's doing something improper. So the din is that by a get, you don't need Daso Isha. You don't need Daso Isha. It's not proper to give the get Bal Korcha, but you don't need Daso Isha. So the... How does the get work? So according to Rav Meir, when the husband decides he wants to divorce his wife, he gives her a shtar raya that they are divorced. So because she can prove that they're divorced, she's holding on to the shtar, that accomplishes that they become divorced. I want to give you a karka b'matana. So I give you a shtar raya that the house belongs to you. That accomplishes that the house now belongs to you. I want to sell a house to you for $500,000. I give you a shtar raya And I sold you the house, that itself accomplishes that I sold you, that the house now belongs to you. So according to Remeh, there's only one kind of shtar, a shtar raya. Shtar raya, of course, you always need edim chasima on a shtar raya. If you don't have edim signing, so there's no edim, there's no shtar raya. That's called edim chasima karsi. Every shtar, both shtar kin, shtar, everything has to have edim chasima. And according to Reb Lozer's Ashita, that's how we paskin. The Kaimel Halachic Reb Lozer, Lozer holds that I think it's called a homonym in English. What does a homonym mean? You have a word that has two totally different meanings. So according to Reb Lozer's Ashita, the word shtar has two totally different meanings. One meaning is a shtar raya, that it's a hagodah seidus b'ksav. Then there's another idea, shtar kinyan, means totally different, a totally unrelated, nothing at all to do, no connection, living and dead, to a shtar raya. Shtar kinyan, according to Rav Loza, means, the Rambam writes in the first line in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Mechira, Ein ha-mekach nikne b'dvarim, if a person makes an oral declaration, I hereby give you ownership of my automobile, I hereby give you ownership of my house, so you can say from today till next year, all you want, the kinyan doesn't transfer. Ownership doesn't transfer just by making an oral declaration. Dvarim alone. In New York State law, the deed of the Malchusa is that if you want to transfer ownership of karka, you have to have a shtar. You want to transfer ownership of metaltlim, the mekach is nikne midvarim. But according to Jewish law, there is no such thing. Ein ha-mekach nikne midvarim. There are rare instances in the Gemara, where the Gemara has, if you learn Kiddushin, you have the Ksubis, beginning Kiddushin, the Gemara has rare cases. Hein hadvarim haniknim b'amir. There are rare cases where kinyan is chal. I can transfer ownership without any ma'aseh kinyan needed at all. If you look in the Chazon Ish's Sefer in Choshen Mishpat, so I think the first two pages before the Chazon Ish starts writing his Sefer, he quotes from his father. Father is a big Talmid Chacham, not as big as the son, but is a big Talmid Chacham. So his father collected a whole bunch of Gemaras. Where you have rare instances where we say that a kinyan is chal just because there's a high level of gemiras das, a strong gemiras das. The Sata Rashash also in Bechiris, he doesn't collect as many gemaras as the Chazon Ish quotes from his father, but he collects three or four gemaras that's in the list of the Chazon Ish's father. You have rare cases where we know that there's a strong level of gemiras das, so the kinyan takes effect with das alone. So Rav Lozer is of the opinion, if I say, I want to give you ownership of the house, so the klal is, en ha-mekach nikne midvarim. If I write that down on a piece of paper, hereby give you ownership of the house that I own, I give you the piece of paper, so that strengthens the das, not only a das, I expressed it, I made it stronger because I wrote it on a piece of paper and I gave it over, as if I concretized the das, I made das as an abstract thing, and floating in the air, and I made it into a tangible thing, and I give you a piece of paper, so that makes it a higher level of das. But then the mekach is nikne midvarim; it's a higher level of the nearest das. Iver Rav Lozer says edim misira. So where did the edim misira come in? You just have to write. What did the edim misira? So Rashi and the Rambam are both of the opinion that the only time Rav Lozer requires edim misira is by git mikidushin. If you're mekadosh bishtar or you're megarish bishtar. Then you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, not because of Hilchos Shtar. You need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar if you're Mekadosh with a ring also. If you're Mekadosh an Isha with a ring, and no witness is watching, so the Kedushin is not come. So Mekadosh B'Shtar, you don't need Eidim for Hilchos Shtar. Shtar, you need a piece of paper, and I give over the piece of paper. I write down the Maisa Kinyan on the paper, so that's Mechazik the Das, and not just an abstract Das, it's a tangible piece of paper, and I gave it over. It strengthens the level of the das. It's a das alimta. So for karka, that's good enough. The Rambam writes, I write on a piece of paper, sodi knui lucha, sodi nusun lucha, b'matan, b'nosna b'no l'b'no, there's no way to chasima, there's no way to mesira. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira that it's good. The only time you need eidim mesira karsi, li'ikuva, is by gittim gedushin, because you need eidim l'kim adavar, because of the gittim gedushin, davar shiviyar, but not because of the Hilchos Shtar. And the Tosfos on Daled Amud Aleph doesn't agree with the Rambam. Tosfos says that not only do you need Eidim Mesira by Gittin Mekedushin Mishtar, by Yishtar Mechiras Karko, also you have to have Eidim Mesira. Why? Also, to strengthen it. the Mishnah Melech raises a suffix. When if someone is married and he dies leaving no children, so his wife needs chalitza. So the oyibum, chalitza oyibum. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek HaBoyimintai, let's say the man thought that he's sleeping with his own wife. It turns out that he had tashmish with the yavama. He didn't even realize that that was his yavama. He didn't realize, she didn't realize. They both, each one saw it with somebody else. So the Mishnah says, the yibum is still chal. You don't need kavana. You just have kavana for beer. But you don't have to have kavana l'shem that the kiddushin should be chal. The kiddushin is chal without any da. So the Mishnah Melech raises the question, is there a need for edus l'kim adavar by yibum? Maybe you only need edus l'kim adavar to elevate the level of the das. When you express das in public, you express das in front of two witnesses, so they can go tell the whole world, two witnesses will be believed. So that's a stronger, that's a higher level of das. And maybe the only time, the Shlomo Melech raises the possibility, maybe the only time the din requires das, maybe the only time the halacha requires edus l'kim adavar is to strengthen the das, that it should be stronger. But even where you don't need das at all, just has kavanah for bia. So that he has. He doesn't have to have kavanah to be kaina. Maybe there's no need for edus l'kim adavar. Rab Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam has adopted that idea of the Mishnah Melech to explain the Rambam Shita. Mishnah Melech raises the possibility. That's in Shulchan Aruch, they quote that's a machlokes harishonim. Do you need edus l'kim adavar by yibum? So Mishnah Melech explains maybe that's the issue. Maybe since yibum is kind of even without das, and the whole idea of edus l'kim adavar is to elevate the level of das, it should be strong, but yibum does need das. Maybe you don't need edus l'kim adavar. So that's, Rab Chaim shows that the Rambam holds like that. That's the Rambam Shita by Chalitza. He explains other Rambams also with that. So that's Shita Zatesus, apparently, that the way we pass on like Rav Loza, that Edim is Sira Karsi, not like Rav Meir, that the way the Kenyan Shtar works is, I gave you a Shtar Raya, that the house is yours, and therefore the house becomes yours. Every Shtar has to start off as a Shtar Raya. Rav Loza holds that two different Shtaras. A Shtar Raya is Edis Biksav, and a Shtar Kenyan has nothing to do at all with Edis Biksav. Shtar Kenyan is, it's really Dvarim HaNikten Bamira. The Kenyan is Chal because it's a strong Gemira's Das. But das alone is not a strong gemara's das. And a mekach nikdem edvarim. So you have to write it on a piece of paper, make it into a tangible thing, give the paper over to the other person, and have this expressed. This das expressed in the presence of edim, and that strengthens the das. So you need both the ksiva and the mesira and the edim, even by shtari mamon, to elevate the level of das, that it should be a das alimta, that it should be kind of edvarim. So that's. The Nadi Bihuda has a lot of chulis. So in the back of all of the recent editions of the Nadi Bihuda, there have a likut of achreinim who have heoris and various chulis of Nadi Bihuda. So in the back of Chel Gamanezim, they have heoris from Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan's chulis. He writes that he thinks that this is a pshat in the machlekes, Rab Meir Rab Loza. That's how Rab Soloveitchik learned. This is the machlekes of Meir Rab Loza. With Eide Chasim Akarsi, Eide Msiri Karsi, how does the Shtar Kinyan work? A Shtar Raya is Edis Biksav. And the Shtar Kinyan, according to Rameh, the Kinyan takes effect by virtue of the fact that I gave you a Raya that it took effect already. That causes it to take effect. Now, Blaza holds in Gansen different, that you make it a stronger level of Das. There is a concept of Kolsa Kinyana. The Mishnah is both in Gittin and Kiddushin. A man gives a Shtar Kiddushin to his fiance. And he says, let's say they're both in college, and they're both busy. So he says, he gives her a shtar kiddushin, the day after graduation. So you can make kiddushin, lachal amad yom. You can postpone, you can either get lachal amad yom. Let's say they're married and they have children, and they don't want to ruin the children's marriages. So they say, the day after the last shever brachas of the last job, the get should take effect. So the Mishnah says, you can give kiddushin, lachal amad yom, you can give a get, lachal amad yom. So the Mishnah says, both in Gitna and in Kiddushin, if it's a get or Kiddushin Bishtar, and he said the Kiddushin or the get should be chal in another 30 days, and the Shtar is ripped up, or it's burnt, or she loses it before the Yom Lamed, so the Kiddushin is not chal. If he says, Hare Mekudeshusli today, if I don't back out in the next 30 days, and then he doesn't back out, and then it's a Gloy Milsim Afei, the Kiddushin is chal as of now, So she has the get now, she has the Shtar Kedusha now, so it's good. But if he says he wants to postpone the Chalos to later, that's what we call Kolse Kinyone. The Shtar disappeared, so therefore it's no good. So most of the Rishayim assume that the problem of Kolse Kinyone is not restricted only to Shtar, it applies to all the Kinyonim. So let's say they make a Kinyon Chalitman, make a Kinyon Suder, and you kind of karka lach alamid yom. So today you're not kind of the karka, when it comes Yom Lamed, he's not making the Suder. He already gave back the Suder, it's already ended. The Maisi Kinyon disappeared, no longer is around. So most of the Rishayim hold that you make a Kinyon Suder lach alamid yom, it's just not chal. You can't be kind. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam writes you can make Suder lach alamid yom. So the Ran in the Doran quotes the Rambam, and he says, Apella, how can the Rambam say, what happened to the rule of Kolse Kinyon? So the Nesivus points out, the Rambam seems to hold that the din by Shtar, if the Shtar is Nisraf or Nevad, before it comes the Yom Lamed, that's a local din in Shtar. Kolse Kinyon, this din doesn't apply, this din of Kolse Kinyon doesn't apply to any other kinyon. Every Shtar is kind of because it's a strong Gemira, that the way we pass it, we pass like Rav Blazer, we don't pass like Rav Meir. That the Shtar is kaina because I gave you a Shtar Raya. Because by virtue of the fact you have a Raya, that you're married to me, that accomplishes that you become married to me. We don't hold like Rav Meir, we hold like Rav Loza. That Shtar works because it elevates the level of the dust, but it's only elevated if it's on a piece of paper and I gave you the paper, you still have it. But if by the time it comes the Yom Lamed, you lost the paper, it's burnt, it was destroyed, so it's as if the dust went down to the regular low dust, a dust. Just plain das in the air. So that's Eira Mekech Nikdim Edvar. It's a special thing only in Shtar because the paper is needed to elevate it to the higher level. So once she loses the paper, so it's a lower down to the regular level. The Rambam holds that it's a. See, the Gemara says by Kesef, if you're Mekadosh and Isha be Kesef, Lach Alamed Yom, I give her $500, I read Mekadosh and sleep with the Kesh. The day after we graduate college, and by the time we graduate college, she already spent all the money, she doesn't have any money. So the Rabbi Shmuel, the Amit Chavayi, Rabbi Shmuel both said, "Afilu nisach la'amos, even if she spent all the money, by the time it comes, the Yom Lamed is mekudeshes." So most of the Rishonim assume that the problem of Kolse Kinyon is a universal problem. It applies by all Kinyonim. So Kesef is a Yotze min haklal. Even though when it comes Yom Lamed, she doesn't have the money anymore, it's not. It doesn't pose a problem of Kolse Kinyon because the din is, that's what the Ran explains, but all the Rishonim explain, if it turns out that the Kiddushin will fall through, it won't be Chal, she'll be obligated to return the money back to the Chosn. And even though she spent the money, it's considered as if the money is still here, suspended in midair, because if the Kiddushin doesn't happen, doesn't take place, she has to reimburse him. So it's considered as if the money is still being. So we gave an explanation why, by Kiddushi Kesef, there's no problem of Kolse Kinyon. It's not considered Kolse, but Kolse is a universal problem. But then the serious point said the Rambam holds that it's good by Kesef, there's no Kolse Kinyon, it's good by Chalipin, it's good by all Kinyon. Kolse Kinyon is a local din only in Shtar because of the levels of the Das. When Kolzman, the paper is Kayim, it's considered a higher level of Das because I made it into a tangible thing. When the piece of paper disappears, it's considered the lower level of das. Then the Ramos, there's a separate din, something like Kolse Kinyon by Hagbo and by Meshicha. When you kainim the talpon by Hagbo and Meshicha, how come it's kainim? So the din is chotzer is kainim, is a kinyon chotzer. What do you mean kinyon chotzer? If the thing is in my rishus, then I'm kainim. If you give das makna, it's a double shal hefker. So it's in my rishus, it's kainim. So my rishus either. Someone puts it in my pocket, that's called the Kinyon Chatzer. Someone puts it in my automobile, that's the Kinyon Chatzer. Someone puts it in my house, so I'm kind of with the Kinyon Chatzer. What if I make a Hagbah? So the din is, maybe Min HaTorah, maybe Min the Rabbanon, a whole discussion in the Gemara, where the Hagbah is there. I said the Rabbanon, Machlag Zabiach Mishlokish. When you make Hagbah, it's considered as if, the question, how high do you have to pick it up? One Tefach, three Tefach, Machlag is Rashi and Tosfos. When you pick it up, it's considered as if it entered into your Rishus. Let's say I go to the grocery shop and I buy Cheerios and a bottle of milk and I pick up the package. Even not picking it up in the grocery store. The grocery store belongs to the owner of the store. It's his or he rents it, whatever. But if I pick something up, so Agbos Kain HaFila B'Shu Samoicha, why it's considered Hachnasa L'Mishu Si? Because I picked it up. Or if I do a Meshicha, I do mshich, let's say I buy an automobile, and I drive the automobile. I drive it away from the store. That's a mshich. I buy an animal, and I have the animal walk a couple of steps. Gemara has a whole discussion. How far does the animal have to walk that it should be considered a mshich? So when you do a mshich, you do a hagbah, it's considered as if you are machnas it into what's considered your rishus. Chotzer is literally your rishus. You kind of by virtue of the fact that it's in your pocket, in your automobile, or in your hand, Yad, Chotzer, it's all the same thing. Hachnasa l'mishusam. And Hagboi, Mashiach, is considered as if you're machnasin into your Mishusa. That's also a Gemara. Gemara says, let's say I make a Hagboi Mashiach on an item, and you don't want me to be kind until tomorrow. So I make the Hagboi, and then I put it back in your Mishusa. When it comes tomorrow, it's not in my Mishusa anymore. So that everybody agrees that that's no good. You can't make Hagboi Mashiach Machalamin. But according to the Rambam, that's not the same thing as if the Shtar disappears. The shtar is burned, the shtar gets torn up before it comes Yom Lamed, that's called Sekin Yonai. That's a different reason, because shtar means he elevated the level of Das. Once he ripped up the shtar, so the level of Das went down again, so the whole Kinyan disappears. By Mashiach and Akbar, it's a different word. It's only considered Hachnosa Liv Shusi if I acquire ownership right now. Then it's called it's in my Rishus. But if we made up, I'll make the Akbar now, and I'll be kind of as of tomorrow. I never did the Hachnos Aliv Shusi. If it's not going to belong to me immediately, that's not called Hachnos Aliv Shusi. So according to the Rambam, it's not a universal din called Sekin Yonah. According to the other Rishonim, there's a din, a non-Jew who wants to convert, a non-Jewish man wants to convert, has to have first the Bris Milah, and then you have the Tefillah and the Mikveh, in that order. How do you know? Because that's how the whole Jewish people became gerim at the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. There was a national bris milah in Mitzrayim before they brought the Korban Pesach. Everybody was mal, it says in the Chumash. And then the tefillah was at the time of Maimon HaSinai. In the Chumash, it only says that the married people had to go to mikveh. That the men shouldn't be balkari and the women shouldn't be polet the shechnazera. How do you know that everybody had to go to mikveh, even the single people who were not balkari, not Balet and Sheikh Mazera? So the Gemara increases, learns it out. So the Tefillah and the Mikvah was right before Maimon HaSina. So first was the Mila in Mitzrayim, and 7 weeks later was the Tefillah. So L'chatchila, that's how every gear should be in his gear. First you do an order. First you do the Mila, then you do the Tefillah. Of course you need Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. You have to say Nas V'Nishma. You have to express an interest and a commitment to observe all the Mitzvahs on Torah. If you have a Geiris without a Kabbalah on Mitzvah, it doesn't get off the ground. You're missing the ABC of Geiris. Some professor here in Yerushalayim came up with a big chiddush that the requirement for Kabbalah on Mitzvah was invented in 1850s by the Shoyle Meshiv. Totally ridiculous. That's the ABC of Geiris. You don't have Kabbalah on Mitzvah, you have to say Nasa V'Nishma. No Nasa V'Nishma, so there's no Geiris at all. So there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim whether the Seder is Meyakesh. What if the man first had the Tefillah in the Mikveh, then he has the Mila later? Is that acceptable? There was a student in Yeshiva many years ago, Rabbi Manfred Fulda just passed away recently. So he was telling over the story. He had a student who was a ger, and he wanted him to participate in his wedding, the Masada Kedushin, his wedding. So he had the presence of mind to ask him, how exactly did they do the conversion for you? He knew the half of the story, didn't know the whole story. First, the kid was megayah by reform. And then he realized reform is a joke. Then he converted a second time by Lubavitch in Honolulu. So Rabbi Fulda asked him, what did they do exactly? So he said, first they took him, they dipped him in the ocean. First they did the tefillah in the mikveh, and then they did the mila. So that's b'di'eved, as a machlek zarishayim, whether it's acceptable. So the Shach writes on Yeridei and Hilchas Mila, if they did first the tefillah, then they did the mila, you have to repeat the tefillah in the mikveh, b'li brocha, misveke redina. It's a machlekes in Rishonim, whether it's ma'akev or not. So he had to convert a third time in New York. First he converted with the reform, then he converted in Honolulu with the Orthodox backwards. And then he had to convert a third time in New York the week before his wedding. So why should it be ma'akev b'di'evet? Why should this say to be ma'akev b'di'evet? Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that avodas has to be done in order. If you do the avodas shalal ha'seder, you have to do it over here, not yet. Why should it be? What's the difference? Because in Maimon HaSinai, they had the Mila 7 weeks before the Tefillah, so it's Ma'akev B'di'evet. What's the Svar? So the Avnei Nezer writes, He thinks that the din of Kol Sekinyon is not only a universal din in all Kinyon, it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. If you make a Maisa now, it's going to make a Chalois later. It's always going to be an issue of Kol Sekinyon. Let's say a woman has to count Shivanikim, and then she goes to Mikvah. So her night to go to Mikvah, let's say it's Friday night. She's gone away for Shabbos, she's gone to a hotel. There isn't going to be any Mikvah there. So let her go to Mikvah on Wednesday night, and she'll promise she won't be with her husband until Friday night. Let her go to Mikvah Wednesday night. And it'll be, have a chalois lachazman. So you can't do that. You can't go to mikveh 2 days before and have a chalois later. That's kol sekinyone. So the ger, if the ger is going to go to mikveh first, and he doesn't become Jewish yet because he's still an oral, so he has to do the mila later, so the tefillah will be kol sekinyone. Can't make a chalois lachalach. So why is it good if you do it in that order? If you do first the mila, then you do the, should also be kol sekinyone. When he did the mila, he's still a goy gomer. So the Gemara says, but something did change. The Mila, if a non-Jew has a circumcision, not L'shem Mila, the Din says that he's still an Oral. He's still an Oral. Not only is a non-Jew, he's an Oral. But if a non-Jew has a Mila, L'shem Geirus, he's no longer called an Oral. That's the Gemara in Yibam, is the first stop in Perika Oral. The Gemara says, when you do a Mila, L'shem Geirus, the non-Jew is not Jewish yet, but he's not considered an Oral. So if you have the Mila first and then the Tefillah, so there's no problem of kol sekinyon on the mila. The mila has an effect immediately take of meyad. He's no longer called an oral. But if you're going to have the tefillah first, the tefillah accomplishes zero. If you have the tefillah first, then the mila. So the tefillah doesn't accomplish anything, and it can't accomplish lachas mankos kol sekinyon.
What's the mocker? The kol sekinyon in shas applies outside of the world of kinyanim.
He thinks that it's a svara all over.
Where did it come from?
Where they get it by kinyanim? Where did the chazal get it? Because they thought it's a svara. You can't have a maisa that has a chalois. I turn on the switch and the light doesn't go on until 10 minutes later. How can it be? Turn on the switch, the light goes on right away. If it doesn't go on right away, it's not going to go on 10 minutes later either. Shouldn't go on 10 minutes later. So you all said it's a svara. That's the famous, there's a famous Avnei Nezer. He says, if you see you running late with the Seder, you're not going to be able to eat afikayim until after chatzais. So he says, you should eat Dafikaymen before Chatzais and make a Tanai. So what is that all about? So he explains what it's all about. There's a Machlokes Hatanaim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozman Azariah, where they have to finish the dinners at Pesach and Anechal Elo at Chatzos. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. So the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozman Azariah, is that a din derais or din derabon? It's 2 days in Tesis how we pass. Shaila Alocha Maisa. Whether they're finishing eating, the Gemara says, if the din of eating Korban Pesach by Chatzos is a din deraisa, then it carries over to matzah also, because it's a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach. But if the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only with the Rabbana, it does not carry over to matzah, because by Korban Pesach, they made a chum rekzera, they have to finish by Chatzos, because they're afraid if you allow people to eat the Korban Pesach later after Chatzos, they may keep on eating after Alos HaShachar. It's pitch black outside after Alos HaShachar. He eat it after Alos HaShachar, Yoivar and Issa Kores, eating nicer. But by matzah, what's the great tragedy? Why should you make Gzera the Rabbana? He's not allowed to eat the matzah after Chatzos, because we're afraid he may continue to eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar. So what would be the great tragedy? He'll be eating before Shachris. Lubavitch always eat before Shachris. The world doesn't come to an end. A lot of people eat. It's not right. You're not supposed to eat before. But it's not an Issa Kores. You'll be saying a bracha l'atola, al achilas matzah. Bracha l'atola, we assume, is only the Rabbanan. He's praising the Rabbanan from Meshach. The Shem says, al achilas matzah. So Tosfos says that the bracha l'atola is only the Rabbanan. And you don't make a gzeira because you're afraid. That's what the Prima Gadim points out from the Gemara. You only have a right to make a gzeira. All the gzeiras, we are authorized to make gzeiras the Rabbanan based on the concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachary Moshe, it means, Ushmartem es mishmarti, Vudoti asos michukos atoivos aela. So the Chazal says, Ushmartem es mishmarti, asum mishmeres mishmarti. Asesi agla tarad, anshe knes agdoilo. The first mission in Pirkei Avos says, Hey, Mamashlosh advarim. So one of the things they said, that was a major policy, anshe knes agdoilo, to make all the gzeris. That's what Balatanya writes in his drushes, that most of the gzeris were instituted by Zman by Yishenim. Gives all Kabbalistic reason why Bizman by Yisrishin didn't need them. He says because they had an independent Jewish government, so the Yetzirah didn't have so much of a shlita on the Jewish people. But Bizman by Sheni, the first couple of hundred years, there was no independent Jewish government. So that's whenever we don't have Atzmaut, so then the Yetzer Hara has a bigger shlit on the Jewish people. I didn't say it. Balatanya wrote, he quotes Kabbalah sources for this. I don't understand what it means. The Chazal say, Bais Rishon, the worshipping of Avodah Zarah and Gilei Rashi and Chazal. So what do you mean the Yetzer Hara didn't have any shlita? I don't know. But that's what he says. He says in Bais Rishon, they didn't need the Xeris because they had an independent Jewish government. So that's why we were independent, so the Yetzer Hara didn't have so much shlita. You don't have an independent Jewish government, and Yetzer Hara has more shlita, so you need more Xeris. So that's why it says, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, those were the ones that made all of these Xeris. There were very few Xeris. There was Muktzah in the Bais Rishon, the Rebbe, and Shlomo HaMelech made the Xeris of the Eruv V'Chatzeres, but you don't have too much more Xeris from the Bais Rishon period. Ruba the Xeris from the Bais Sheni. That's what he writes. So that's what the Prima Gadim points out based on a Gemara. He says you only have a right to make a Gzeir Darabban if you're afraid someone's going to violate an Aveir. Shmatem es mishmarti, asum mishmeris le mishmarti. Hishamet pelviyal is always aloy sese. You have a right to make a harchoka for aloy sese. So if you're afraid that people will eat, if you'll allow people to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, they may continue to eat it after Alos HaShachar. It's pitch black outside. Eat after Alos HaShachar is an Issah Koris, you're eating Noisah. So that's Alos HaSei. But by Matzah, if you make a Gzer de Rabbanon, everybody has to eat the Matzah before Chatzos because they may by mistake continue to eat after Alos HaShachar, so they won't be Yotzeh the Mitzvah of Matzah. So he said, you really have no right to make a Gzer if you're afraid that people will not fulfill the Mitzvah. Then he has trouble with the first Mishnah and Brachas. They made Xer, you have to finish Machlag Satarai, whether they made Xer, you have to finish reciting Kriya Shema before Chatzos, because they're afraid that you may say it too late afterwards. But you have no right to, he has HaGemara, you have no right to make Xer if you're just afraid people are going to not fulfill an essay. So he works on that. He touches it up. He works on that. What's exactly the Machlag Satarai? What were we talking about? I already forgot. How do we get involved over here? Kolsa Kenyana, yeah. So the two opinions in Tosfos, whether we pass like a Vakiva, like a Blazim and a Zayin, whether you have to finish eating the matzah before Chatzos or not. And Afikoyman, according to Rashbam and Tosfos, Afikoyman is Dika Mitzvah's matzah. Even though you said a Brocha Alachilas matzah, and the first bit of matzah that you ate the meal, you have Kavanah not to be Yotzeh with that matzah. Everybody has Kavanah to be Yotzeh, but the Afikoyman at the end of the meal. So if you see that you're running late and you're not going to have the Afikoyman, the left of Chatzos, so the Avnei Nezer says, eat Afikoyman now and make a Tanai. If the din requires you're supposed to have Afikoyman by Chatzos, this should be it. And don't eat anything else till left of Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can continue to eat. And if the din says you can eat matzah after Chatzos, I have in mind this should not be Afikoyman. Well, how does a Tanai help? So he explains, he's the one who invented this whole idea. He says, why is there a din in Aftir Nacha Pesach Afikoyman? Why are you not allowed to eat? Why do you have to have Kadesh Eitam Pesach B'fiv? So he says, according to the Tan, according to Rav Lozim and Azariah, the Chatzos is a din deraisa. Where does it come from? The Chatzos is a din deraisa. Because it says, so the Basi used the phrase, Balayla Hazeh. So when was Makas B'choris? The first half of the night? No, at the split second of Chatzos. And it says, V'achlas habasa balayla hazeh. So just like balayla hazeh means chatzai, so to balayla hazeh means chatzai. But it's not the same. Balayla hazeh, by Makas B'choris, means the second of chatzai. And the Makas B'choris shifted, going chatzai in Egypt. Egypt has a width from east to west. And the sun sets a moment earlier here, keeps on setting. In Eretz Yisrael, the sun sets 7 hours before New York. Because as you go to the west, sun sets later. So Chatzos is all going to be a moment later as you go west. So the split second of Chatzos, all the Bchorim died on that meridian. All the firstborn died exactly at Chatzos, at that location. Then the Bchorim in the next meridian died a second later, second later, second later. Everybody died exactly at the moment of Chatzos. How did the Tanon, how did Rav Lozim and Azari get from the Pasuk? You have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. You should have to eat it at Chatzos. It's not the same. So he says the answer must be you eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, but you're not Yotzei If you die in between Eilikar and Pesach and Chatzais, you're not yotze anything. If you live till Chatzais, when it comes Chatzais, you have eaten the Karban Pesach and yotze. What is the problem of Kol Sekin Yonai? You eat the Karban Pesach before yotze at Chatzais. So there's a din, a maftir nacha Pesach hafikayman. You have to have tam Pesach b'fiv, so it's nimshach. So the mitzvah is still nimshach. Like the Gemara says, if you make a Mashiach now, you want to become a lachalamid, so if the Behem is still in your Rishus, the Mashiach is considered as if it's still continuing. So if you still have Tam Pesach B'fiv, so then it's considered as if it's Nimshah. So that's... But if you can only eat the Karban Pesach Ad Chatzais as a din deraisa, then after Chatzais you can eat all you want. The whole Dinei Maftin Acha Pesach Afikayman is to solve the problem of Kol Sekinyonai. So don't eat, when you eat your afikayman ala tonight, don't eat after the afikayman till it comes chatzos. After chatzos, you can eat all you want. There's no problem of kol sekinyana then. But if you hold that chatzos is not a din deraisa, and it doesn't carry over to matzah, that only applies to Korban Pesach, so then there's no issue of kol sekinyana. You don't need tam pesach b'fiv to be mechaber that. So it's a different word. When you go to sleep, you should have a mitzvah. You should have tam pesach b'fiv. You should have tam matzah b'fiv. So then, that's why he made this tonight. That his whole chiddush is based on his assumption that kol sekinyon is a din and kol ha-Torah kulam. It even applies to geiris. It even applies to Korban Pesach. So it certainly applies to all the kinyonim. But the Nesiva points out the Rambam sheet, and the Rambam says that there's no problem of kol sekinyon by chalipin. So the Rambam holds it's only a local din in shtar. Because shtar, once you rip up the piece of paper, so it's lower down to the level of a plain das. So ain't a mekech nikne medvar. It only considered the higher level, because man, the person is still holding onto the paper. And it's a local din, causing a local din of mishich and hagboah. Because you do mishich and hagboah, it's not kind of because it's considered as if it entered into your rishus. But if you're not kind of now, it didn't enter your rishus. Not because kolso, because the whole mishich and hagboah is not considered a kinyan. So what were we talking about? How do we get involved in Kol Sekinyana? How do we get from Eidus? I forgot it. How do we get from Eidus to Kol Sekinyana? I forgot already. Anybody remember? I really forgot how we got involved. So what halacha lemaisa? What's the difference between a mayor and a blazer? So the main difference is: do you need erech hasima? According to a mayor, every shtar has to have erech hasima. Every shtar has to start off as a shtar raya. If it's a shtar kinyan, by virtue of the fact that I gave the person a raya, that accomplishes that the kinyan takes effect. We don't pass on like a mayor. We hold shtar raya is only you only need erech hasima by shtar raya. By shtar kinyan, you don't need erech hasima. Has nothing to do with the. With a shtarai. It doesn't have to start off as a shtarai. So according to Rav Blazer, there's no need for erech hasima on the shtar. The Mishnah says, Shehu ha'edim chosmim ala getmim t'aitikin o'ilam. So Taisa said, that's an etzah toibet. That's not a takona de Rav Blazer. Even though it says, iskinu, the Taisa said, it doesn't mean it's a takona. It's an etzah toibet. If the woman got divorced, and then she wants to remarry, and then she wants to remarry. We know she was living, she was married for so many years. She's Becheska Seish Zish. She's not a menace to say she's no longer an Eish Zish. It's considered a Dovish Abiyab. You have to have two Edim. So how can the woman prove that she's divorced? She has to bring two Edim who are watching when the husband gave her the get. What are you going to do if the Edim die? She gets divorced today and she finds another Shidduch 3 years later. And the Edim died already in between. Or the Edim moved to Eretz Yisrael, they moved to Medina Sayyam, whatever. They moved somewhere else. So how is the woman, how is she going to be able to prove that she got divorced? So the Tanoim recommended, even though you don't need Eidei Chasima for the get to be valid, you can give the get by Eidei Mesira, but it's an Eitzah Toiva, the husband should have Eidei Chasima sign on the get, that it should be able to serve as a Shtar Raya also. The get initially serves as a Shtar Kinyan, to make the Gerishin. But in the days of the Gemara, for many centuries, we don't do it anymore. The woman held on to the get, to serve as a shtaraya, that she was in Zgarshan. The get has two edim signed on the bottom. So, Dovish Abiyav, you have two edim. So, that's a good raya that she's Megoreshes. And the last several centuries, I don't know, the last 200 years or so, the meaning is that the woman does not hold on to the get. The woman gives back the get to the rabbi, to the Masada get. He keeps it on file. Then the Bezin gives her a document that says this is to ascertain that the Bezin supervised the get and the woman is allowed to remarry. Everything was done properly. Why is that the practice? So the Pashtus seems to be, the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Chaim Rabbein Atam, Shalom Lahotzi Laza Lagidin. After the husband gives the get to the wife, and the Masada get is convinced that the get is proper, so he announces, no one is allowed to be ma'ar on the get. Whoever has any complaints about the way the get was written should express his displeasure before the husband gives the get. If you don't like the way they spelled their names, they don't like the way they wrote it, the letters or the alphabet or something, express your opinion before they gave the get. Once you gave the get, you're not allowed to be motzi laws on the get. So the minhag developed that we take away the get from the woman, we keep it on file, because she's going to walk around with the get. She's going to show it to people. Some wise guy's going to pick on something. They spelled the name wrong, or they shouldn't have written this, they should have written that. So you take it away. He said, you can't, it's not possible to be motzi laws on the get. So how does the woman prove that she's divorced? So she has a document that's signed by the Bezin. This is to ascertain that the woman was divorced properly. Who says that the Bezin has a right to write a document? The husband has a right to authorize Adam to write a get. That's as a chumash. Because of the Savior reason. Husband has a right to authorize Adam to write a get and to sign a get. The husband is the Das HaMizchayim. But how does the Bezin have the right to authorize the writing of a document that should ascertain that the wife is allowed to remarry? So this is based on the Gemara in Yevamos, and Aflam and Tesam at base. Let's say a woman is married and her husband dies, leaving no children. So she has to have the Yibam or Chalitza. So the practice today by the Ashkenazim, we don't allow Yibam, we only do Chalitza. So how is the woman going to prove later on that she had Chalitza? We know she was married. We know the husband died. We know he had no children. We weren't there when they did the Chalitza. I know of a case. Very strange case. A distant relative of mine, a very distant relative of mine, a girl married a boy. And the girl had finished college, and the boy apparently didn't even finish high school. And the girl was so much more accomplished than her husband, he committed suicide in Zurich. And they were so embarrassed. She needed chalitza. They just got married. They were married a couple of months. They didn't have a chance to have any children yet. So they were so, I don't understand what this means, they were so embarrassed. So they didn't want to have the chalitza in Zurich. Everybody lived in Zurich. They didn't have chalitza, so they decided to go to London, that they won't be embarrassed. So when they went to London, they had to have Adam come with them to say that this is the Yavam and this is the Yavam. So they did the chalitza, they did the chalitza there. So when the woman comes back to Zurich, we were at her wedding. We didn't know the husband committed suicide. That was not public. We know the husband is not alive. We don't know what happened. We know they had no children. We know she needs chalitza. So how does she remarry? She's becheskas zukuka liyavam. We know she was married. We danced at a wedding. We know her husband is not alive. We know she has no children. She just got married 3 months ago. And she needs chalitza. And it's a dovish of the erva. It's not called eidecha demisim. Even though yavam alashuk, there's no kares. And Esha says she's in, so it's kares. So that for sure is that's Gili Arais, that's Yehorg Val Yavah. So that's a Dovish of the Erva. Yivam Alashuk, some Rishonim wrote, there's a Tosfos Rid on Baba Basra. He writes that Yivam Alashuk is Eidech Adem and Bisurim, and the woman is the menace on her own to say that she had Chalitza. But Rab Chaim Oiz Azir Chubi shows it's against the Gemara, Beferish, that to say that Yivam Alashuk took care of the Chalitza is called the Dovish of the Erva. So you need two Edim. So how does she prove that she had the chalitza? So the practice was bizman haGemara, that Bezin would write a p'tur. And the Gemara has the text of the p'tur. The Rif has, get chalitza. The Rama has, get chalitza. The Rama got it from the Rif, the Rif got it from the Gemara. So in the days of the Gemara, that was the practice, that Bezin would write a shtar chalitza to ascertain that the woman is allowed to remarry. So based on that, that's the common practice today for over 100 years, 150 years at least, that the Bezin writes a p'tur for the woman after she gets a get. And the Masada get takes the get back and he puts it on his file because he doesn't want the woman to walk around with the get. He was afraid someone's going to pick on the get to make some kind of a trouble, to be moitzi laz on the get. So the practice is that the bezin writes a shtar, this is to ascertain that the woman was divorced properly and she's allowed to remarry. But the question is it really the same? By chalitza, the pasuk says, well, sivim tavshal ein askenim. Chalitza has to be done in the presence of a bezin. So the bezin are participants in the chalitza. So they're by the bottom, they have a right to write a shtar, this is to ascertain, we supervise the chalitza. By a get, do you need a bezin? Do you really need a bezin? Menatora? Do you need a bezin menatora? What are the bezin mechutorim over here, that they have a right to write a shtar? That's a question. So many have a group of Rishonim say that in the days of, the Gemara has a lashon in the end of Bava Basra, ought to call the Megarish Bebedina Megarish. Everyone who gets divorced in front of Bezin. A lot of times, a person will get divorced, won't be in front of the Bezin. That's what it says in the Gemara. Then in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, he's supposed to do a get in the presence of a Bezin, and that's why the Mesar HaGet should not be related to the husband or the wife, and the get should be done by Yom, because you can only have Kriyas Bezin, by Yom can't have Alayla. So where did that come from? It's against the Gemara. Gemara is Beferish. Ought to call the Megarish Bebedin the Megarish. So the Bi'ur HaGros explains. In the days of the Gemara, there was no such din. A get didn't need a bezin. But in the days of the later Amoraim, they made a takona called Mishene Debetiv Gittim Gedushim Lo Yehela Esek Imoim. So Rashi, in the beginning of Gittim, I think on Hamid base, Rashi writes a Loshan that they made a takona, you need a dayan mamuna ala Gittim, you need a dayan mamuna ala Kiddushim. So that's the institution we have today of a Masada Kiddushim. In the days of the Tanaim, it didn't exist. There was no Masada Kiddushim. In the days of the later Amoraim, according to the way Rashi learns, they made this takana that you need a dayin memuna ala get and a dayin memuna ala kiddushin, and you need a bezin to supervise the get and a bezin to supervise the kiddushin. So that's why many had the practice that you shouldn't have a wedding balayla. And beside the kiddushin should not be related to the husband or the wife, because it's the same maim chazal. It's one gemar, mishena debetiv git me kiddushin, lo yehela esi gemayim, and beside the kiddushin is like a dayan, and the Masada Get is like a dayan. Just like a get has to be by Yom. And it should be Shalom B'Kroivim, so the Masada Kiddushin, the Kiddushin should also be by Yom. The Knesset Hagdaila was a rabbi in Constantinople. So he writes that when he came to his Rabbanis, he saw that they have this strange practice to have chasanas at night. You never heard of that, a wedding at night. Who has a wedding at night? So he straightened them out. He went back to the old bidding. All the weddings have to be by Yom, because you need, just like by get, you need a bezin has to be by Yom, it has to be Shalom B'Kroim. So the Masada Kiddushin, city Kiddushin needs a bezin, has to be by Yom. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they only quote, even though the Rishonim put it together, they only quote the Chumrah by the get. They never quoted by Kiddushin. And that was a Knesset HaGdolah's complaint. Why not? It's all the Rishonim have it all together. If you look, the Maharshal wrote a Sefer Yam Shel Shloimei on a few Masechtos, the first long paragraph in the Amshel Shleima, on Ksubas, he quotes this from the Oz Aruf and the Rishonim. You need a Bezdin by Kiddushin and by Get, and it has to be by Yom, it shouldn't be Bekroivim. But the common practice is we're only Makbid by the Get. So that's really a problem. Even if you hold it, you need a Bezdin by a Get. But the need for the Bezdin is only Midirabbonim. So Mi Samcha, the Bezdin by Chalitz, we understand, you need a Bezdin for Chalitz. So they're mechutanim over here. So they have a right to authorize the writing of a document. We supervise the chalitza, and we, with the power vested in us, we took care of the chalitza. We say that it's good. But by the get, it's only made the rabbana on the level of the right, so you don't need a bezin. So who said the bezin has a right to write a shtar, a ptur? That's a question. So that's really based on other gemaras, the gemaras in Sanhedrin, in other places, that a shtar ma'aseh bezin, you don't need das hamischayim. Let's say there was a din Torah. There was a case in New York 20 years ago. There was a case in New York. There was a big din Torah. And the one who lost went around telling everybody he won the din Torah. So how are you going to... That was the public. He told everybody he won the din Torah. So how do you correct that perception? So the Gemara says the bezin has a right. You're going to need das hamischayev. The one who lost the din Torah has to authorize the eidim to write. He doesn't want to authorize him to write a document that he lost the din Torah. He wants to fool the public into believing that he won the din Torah. So the din is that the Bezdin has a right to write a document. This is to ascertain that he won the Torah. He lost. The Bezdin has a right to write it without his permission. Yeah, where is the mocker for that? How do you know Bezna has a right to write a Shtar Maisa Bezna and you don't need that some Schaib? The Gemara has it in different places. It's in Bogabas and Cheska Batim, and it's in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed, you have it. What's the mocker? So the Chassam Sofer writes in one of his tshuvas, is based on the pasuk, the first pasuk in Mishpatim, Ela Mishpatim, Asher Tosim Lefneihem. So the Gemara finds that verb problematic. Sima is on a tangible object. Ani may sim at what is this? Kos al shulchan. Ela mishpatam shetasim lefneim. There's nothing there. It should have said Ela mishpatam shetalamdeim. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Abzayin Ela mishpatam shetasim Ela klei hadayanim. The Torah gives the dayanim the right to have a stick to beat up the guy who doesn't want to listen. And a whip to give people malchus, and the right to blow a shofar and put a guy in chayrim, and the right to write a shtar if they feel that it's necessary. The ability of the bezin to write the shtar ma'isa bezin without das hamischayev, you have to. Otherwise, how can the bezin keep law and order? They have to publicize what the din is, what the din Torah was, who won and who lost. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Maybe it's based on that pasuk. Hashetasim lefneim. Maybe that's the mocker, but the din is clear in the Gemara. I'm not sure what the mocker is. Some Zayber thinks that's the mocker. The dayanim are given the authority that they have a right to write a ma'isa bezin. So that's every get. After the husband gives his wife a get, the bezin writes, the bezin takes back the get, they keep it on file, and they give the wife a p'tur. I remember once a couple came to my father, they were both previously married. And so my father asked the woman, do you have a document, do you have a document that says that you were divorced properly? So she was divorced in Paris, and she produces a document that's typed in French. So my mother was born in Montreal, so she knew French. So my mother read it. It was signed by the three rabbanim, Orthodox rabbanim, from France. They wrote the p'tur in French. The common practice is, in America, they write the p'tur in Hebrew. They don't write the p'tur in English. But you can write in any language. You have to have a bezin. Just in the Pesach Tshuva, if you have a big shas hadchak, then when mekel, you can do the get balayla. Sometimes you have a big shas hadchak. The husband is taken off to Cambodia for the next 10 years. We don't know when we're going to see him again. So you have to go to the airport and do the get in the middle of the night before the plane takes off. You got no choice. If you have a shas hadchak, you decided to get balayla. But if you did a get balayla, they can't. There's no bezin balayla. So you have to wait till the daytime to write the p'tur. And then you have to gavin an ein eid nasadayin. So you have to get two witnesses tomorrow morning to testify in front of bezin. We watch the way the husband gave his wife a get, and then the three dayanim will be able to write a p'tur. If you have it by yom, if you have the get by yom, So we say, so you can have the rabbi with another two people. You can't have the two people who signed on the get. That's Ein Eid Nasadayim. They can serve as dayanim. But you can have another two people join with the rabbi to write the p'tur, because they were watching the whole Ksivas HaGet. They're watching the Mesivas HaGet. But if it happened by Laila, then they can't write the shtar in the daytime. They have to convene as a bezin. They have to have Kabbalah Seders from the two Eidim who watch the Mesivas HaGet. So again, so there's machlokes on there, Rav Loza by Shtori Kinya, where the Eidi Chasima Karis, Eidi Mesir Karis. So the main nafkamin is, do you need Eidi Chasima? According to Rav Loza, there's no need for Eidi Chasima. It's an Eitz Taiva. It's recommended, Shayu Eidi Chasimal Gam Nei Tikkun Olam, that the Grusha should be able to hold on to the get as a Shtaraya, to prove that she's the best. Today, the common practice is she doesn't hold on to the get. We take it away, we give her a p'tur. So why do we bother in the first place to have the Eidim sign? Taisus says that it's not a takana de rabban, it's an etz teiva. So if it's not a takana, what do they waste their time? What do they have to sign it? You sign it, then you take it away from her 2 minutes later? I don't know. It's a pella. Why do you bother? If it never was a takana, so what do you have them sign today? It's not going to, the get is not going to serve as the shtarai. The get isn't going to give her a p'tur. That's a pillar. So that's one nafkamina. The other nafkamina is, according to a mayor, that every shtar kinyan starts off as a shtaraya, has to be muchach mitoichoi, has to be written miksav sheni yochel his dayef. If it's kav sheyochel his dayef, then it's not muchach mitoichoi, it's not a good shtaraya. According to Rav Lozer, it doesn't have to be kav sheni yochel his dayef. It doesn't have to be muchach mitoichoi. Then also the main nafkamina was, which part of the get needs ksiba l'shmo? So according to Rav Meir, every shtar kinyan, shtar raya, everything is a shtar raya. Everything has to start off as a shtar raya. Shtar raya is hagodah seydis biksav. So the shtar consists of the last two lines of the chasimas. The first 12 lines that say he's divorcing his wife, that's just a hechtimtzit to know what the two lines on the bottom are. What are the edim testifying? So the hagodah seydis is the last two lines. So that has to be written l'shmo. Every shtar is a shtar raya. Sometimes the shtar raya serves as shtar kinyan, but the shtar consists of the raya, the two edim. It has to be lishma. The top 12 lines can be written shalom lishma. But according to Rav Lozer, the shtar kinyan has nothing to do. But Korab Zalza has nothing to do with the shtar raya. So what constitutes the shtar? The 12 lines on top, that's the shtar, not the chasima. Chasima on bottom, naitikin o'ilam. It's an etzah taiva that she should be able to prove. Maybe the Edom will die, maybe the Edom will go to Medina Sayyam. But the shtar consists of the 12 lines on top. So the get has to be written in the Shema, the top 12 lines. So that's what the Gemara says.